This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Election Commission publishes final vote count results of 617 local levels. Nepali Congress wins 274 local bodies, leading the vote count, while UML follows with wins in 170 local bodies. Election Commission urges election officers to complete the vote count soon. Both chambers of federal parliament continue deliberation on principles and priorities of the appropriation bill. And Sri Lanka defaults on debt for the first time in its history. Now the news in detail. Deliberation on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year continued in the House of Representatives yesterday as well. Taking part in the discussion, the lawmakers urged the government to formulate programs for creating jobs and controlling skyrocketing prices and implement them immediately for the fiscal transformation of the country. Delivering his views on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill, Nepali Congress lawmaker Dr. Minender Rijal urged the concerned bodies to increase capital expenditure effectively. The Nepali Congress lawmaker stressed focusing on the domestic food production, promotion of industries and enterprises, and a clear policy on the public-private relations to correct the balance of payments deficit. Also speaking on the occasion, the UML lawmaker Bhim Bahadur Rawal said the government must formulate forward a concrete policy to increase capital expenditure. He said the government also needed a clear policy for saving foreign currencies. Likewise, CPN Maoist Centre lawmaker Sakti Bahadur Basnet said, despite political changes, the financial sector still remained in the hands of the few elites. The majority of the lawmakers in the House suggested the government should prioritise modernising the agriculture sector, boosting production, creating jobs, and improving health and education services in the upcoming budget. Similarly, the National Assembly also continued deliberation on the principle and priorities of the appropriation bill for the upcoming fiscal year yesterday. Taking part in the deliberation, the lawmakers have urged the top political leadership to think about the nation rather than engage in trading acquisitions. They also suggested to the government that the budget for the next fiscal year should be focused on building a self-reliant economy through investment in agriculture and tourism. The results of the local-level elections held on the 13th of May are coming out from across the country. The Election Commission has unveiled the vote count results of 617 local levels so far. As per the latest update, Nepali Congress has secured wins in 274 local levels, the CPN-UML in 170 local levels, CPN-Maoist Centre in 110, Janata Samajwadi Party in 159, CPN-Unified Socialist in 14 and others in 30 local levels. Voting updates are being received from all the metropolitan cities as well. As per the latest report in Kathmandu, independent candidate Balendra Shaha has been leading the vote count with 26,601 vote. CPN-UML candidate Kesab Stapit is following him with 14,386 votes. In Bharatpur mayoral candidate, CPN-Maoist Centre candidate Renu Dahal has been leading the vote count with 20,904 votes. Her nearest rival is UML's Bijay Suvedi. Similarly, in Lalitpur metropolitan city, Chiribabu Maharjan of the Nepali Congress has been leading the vote count with 19,324 votes, while his nearest rival, Hari Krishna Benjankar of CPN-UML, has been following him with 10,610 votes. In Pokhara metropolitan city, Dhanaraj Acharya of CPN-Unified Socialist has been leading the vote count with 25,226 votes, while his nearest rival, Krishna Bahadur Thapa of CPN-UML, has been following him with 22,132 votes. Likewise, in Birganj metropolitan city, candidate of Janata Samajwadi Party, Rajasman Singh, has been leading the vote count in mayoral post with 19,429 votes, while his nearest rival, CPN-UML candidate Bijay Kumar Saravagi, has been following him with 10,161 votes. In Biratnagar metropolitan city, Nepali Congress candidate Nagesh Koirala has been leading the vote count in the mayoral post with 23,269 votes, while his nearest rival, CPNUML candidate Sagar Kumar Thapa, has received 17,331 votes. Those were the recent vote count updates from different metropolitan cities. Now more news. The Election Commission has directed the returning and election officers to mobilize maximum numbers of teams in counting votes and complete the vote counting at the earliest. Addressing a press meeting at the Commission's central office yesterday, spokesperson of the Commission, Saligram Sharma Paudel, said the Commission had urged election officers to complete the vote count by yesterday itself. However, due to various reasons, the counting is yet to be completed and the Commission has urged the officers again to do the work quickly. The tenure of the incumbent local body elected officials ended yesterday. The Commission has also asked the election officers to complete the vote count of the re-election within the 4 days of the election. The Commission is all set to hold an election at Sapebagar today as the election was halted on the pre-scheduled date. Likewise, the election date for Triyuga Municipality, Ward No. 12 of Udaipur, and Buriganga Municipality of Bajura is yet to be confirmed. The Election Commission has also reminded the elected representatives about the formation of the executive body in the local government as per the fixed parameters. The Commission has also reminded the elected representatives about the legal provisions for taking oath before starting their official responsibilities. The government is going to celebrate Republic Day for 3 days. A meeting of the committee for the main ceremony of the Republic Day 2079 Bikram Samvat, held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, decided to mark Republic Day on 28th, 29th and 30th of May with various programs. The Secretary at the Ministry of Home Affairs, Dek Narayan Pandey, said a special ceremony would take place at Army Pavilion in Turik Hill to mark the day. Radio Nepal and Nepal Television are scheduled to broadcast awakening songs on the 30th of May as part of the celebrations. The Foreign Employment Office Kathmandu has informed that it is launching online service for labour permit from today. Now anyone going for foreign employment can take the labour permit service online. The office had, however, begun the institutional labour permit a month back. Similarly, the re-permit for labour had begun last January. The change in service delivery has largely reduced the crowds of service seekers. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Sri Lanka has defaulted on its debt for the first time in the history as the country struggles with its worst financial crisis in more than 70 years. It comes after a 30-day grace period to repay $78 million of unpaid debt interest payments expired on Wednesday. The governor of Sri Lanka's central bank said the country was now in a preemptive default. Defaults happen when governments are unable to meet some or all of the debt payments to creditors. US President Joe Biden has said Sweden and Finland have full, total and complete backing of the United States in their historic decision to apply for NATO membership. Both countries submitted their application this week to be part of the Defence Alliance, a drastic shift in European geopolitics. The move by the two Nordic nations has been opposed by NATO ally Turkey. Russia sees NATO as a threat and has warned of consequences to expansion. To join the alliance, the two nations need the support of all NATO members. The Taliban have ordered female Afghan TV presenters to cover their faces while on air. The ruling comes 2 weeks after all women were ordered to wear a face veil in public or face punishment. Restrictions on women are being tightened in Afghanistan. They are banned from traveling without male relatives and secondary schools are shut for girls. The new decree is being widely criticized, with many calling it another step by the Taliban to promote extremism. After taking power last August, the Taliban had held off issuing new laws on what women should wear until this month. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1 and Madhya province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at some places of province number 1 and Madhya province, and at a few places in the hilly region of the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Election Commission publishes final vote count results of 617 local levels. Nepali Congress wins 274 local bodies leading the vote count, whilst UML follows with wins in 170 local bodies. Election Commission urges election officers to complete the vote count soon. Both chambers of federal parliament continue deliberation on principles and priorities of appropriation bill. And Sri Lanka defaults on debt for the first time in its history. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.